as it flows down the path we have chosen. Welcome back to the podcast team of myself, Matthew Goudreau, and Adam Bunch. What's going on, gentlemen?
Hello, boys.
You just couldn't let us go.
Never.
After a few months away, just like we predicted at our final binge show, we have returned. We have returned with a vengeance. My two cohorts here, we got together a couple months ago. We started throwing out ideas, and we have met with somebody who's helping design the site for us. And by the time this gets launched, we will have some content recorded. And Matt, sir, how much are you looking forward to relaunching this thing and getting this thing back rolling?
You know, it's so funny how we took a short hiatus just to refuel, recharge, and then we started doing some shows in advance, which we'll talk about sooner rather than later. And it's been so nice to get back into a rhythm. Made me realize how much I missed it, especially working with you. So I couldn't be more excited for what our future is going to be, especially entirely on our own. And I think that's will be the major difference between us and what we've done for the last 7-8 years, bordering on 10 if you count our work before Bench.
Yeah, Adam, I'll get to you in a second, but let's kind of backtrack a little bit. For those coming to us for the very first time, that's why we kind of wanted to record this, to kind of reintroduce ourselves. My name is Garrett Collins. I have been a little bit of everything in the business. I've been a podcaster for about 10 years now. I worked in the business for a good 6 or 7 years, got out of it, started my own thing. I helped a friend of mine make a movie. I did a few other independent films on the side. So I have been kind of in and out of this thing called show for a good 10 years now. And, you know, I think I found my niche. I'm in a good place. I live in Reno, Nevada. I work big casino here in town. And it's a different life than what I was used to out in L.A., but I'm all the better for it, I believe. Matt, why don't you give us a little background on where you came from, where we met, and so on and so forth.
Sure. So my name is Matt Goudreau. I come from the opposite coast, which makes this all the more fun to schedule over the years. You and I have been doing this. I've known Garrett for about 10 years at this point, which is hard to believe. But I've known Adam for just about the same, although it took a little longer for us to know each other on a more personal basis. I don't have any showbiz experience. I've just been I've been a writer. I've worked for a lot of different sites. I was accredited on Rotten Tomatoes for quite some time. So I like to think I know what I'm talking about, despite what some people may think when they listen to some old shows. But this is one of my big passions. It's been a hobby of mine for a long time, and I never thought it would morph into what it's become. I've always viewed myself as a writer first and a podcaster ninth. But I think I've really come into my own, and working with Garrett has definitely helped me improve on that front, and I've gotten to know some amazing people working for the various sites that I have. So I think I've got a pretty good portfolio, and I think this will be something that's even bigger and better than what I've done in the past. So I couldn't be more ecstatic to start this next chapter.
Very exciting. Very exciting indeed. And if you're listening to past shows that we've done on Binge, the very first voice you would have heard on those shows after the introductory to the Binge aftertaste would have been the gentleman I'm going to introduce next. He has been a friend of mine for, I can't believe I'm saying this, going on 30 fucking years at this point. And he has been by my side most of those years. Mr. Adam Bunch, how you doing, kind sir?
Welcome to the insert title here.
You'll be hearing that a lot.
What's up, my buddy? It's kind of crazy to think when I realize how old I am and kind of backtrack that and do some math. and realize just how long we've known each other. Good, bad, wonderful ups, downs, and amazingly, one of the things that started it all was us just getting together and listening to some tunes and watching some stuff on a screen. And, you know, who'd have thought a couple of decades later we're doing the exact same thing?
Yeah, and still having the same arguments, believe it or not.
Pretty glorious.
Yeah, and I have been told, and this is why I really wanted to bring Adam with us, Matt, when we jump ship, I guess is a little too broad a term, I think. But, you know, when we change directions and we change sites, I wanted to bring Adam along because I've been told that the chemistry me and Adam have when we do these shows is some of the best because we have known each other for that long, because we have that kind of interplay. And Matt, you bring in the knowledge that you do just makes it all the better. And when we decided to start this new venture, and I wanted to relaunch, I wanted to do it with these two gentlemen in mind because I think they are the two most consistent, two best cohorts, co-hosts I've ever really had. And I also, you know, this isn't just my thing. I mean, me and Adam and Matt have been brainstorming things for the past 3 months, wanting to make sure we get this perfectly right before we launch. Matt, why don't you start going into some of the ideas that we have as far as not just movies, right? We're not doing just movies.
No, we're not. And this is one of the blessings of taking the direction we have as far as really getting to choose our own content. For a long time, we had a good amount of creative freedom, I would say, in the various platforms we did, but there was always a specific structure we had to follow. Retrospectives first and foremost, and then we could probably do some contemporary stuff here and there. Make no mistake, that will still be, I think, the flagship part of our site is the retrospective format that we had done for 7 years over at Binge, which is also crazy to think about. We did it for that long. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely something we're going to continue. We have some past ideas that we're going to refurbish and help launch the new stream of content, but that's not going to be our only method of talking about stuff because we've made allusion in the past that Garrett and I have passions and interests that extend well beyond booze and movies where we came from. But we sat there and we said, all right, what else can we do that can really allow us to touch on a bunch of different topics? Because that's really our focus is going to be getting as many new listeners as possible. And the way to do that is kind of broadening our horizons. What do the three of us all have in common? Easiest one to think about is television. We are going to have some TV retrospectives, maybe some what are we watching nowadays, more specific topics. Maybe it could be about a past show, a theme, possible listings. So that's definitely down the pipeline. Now that we're on our own, we are, to use a wrestling term, we are breaking kayfabe, and we'll be doing some kind of show based around professional wrestling, because that has been, even though different eras, you know, it's we joke all the time about how much older you guys are compared to me, which is why if they took me to a theater back when they were together, they probably would have been arrested by Chris Hansen if they saw me with them. But that is something that we both have a lot of knowledge about. So we're talking about possibly doing the retrospective format for some of those pay-per-views, but more details on that to come. So that's just a little preview of sort of what we're looking to do. It is going to be a continuation of what we've done in the past and also breaking some new ground. So I think we're gonna have a whole lot of new content, a whole lot of new avenues, a whole lot of arguments, because that's also something that's going to carry over. Mm-hmm. Is the debates and the arguments and the name calling, because at the end of the day, we're also petulant children when it comes to this stuff. So I think if you've known us for a long time, the quality is still going to be there. And I think you're going to find some new topics of interest that we'll talk about, and hopefully maybe we'll come up with some new things, but there are some more details to come.
I mean, there's a passion that Adam's had, and he's been wanting to do Hellboy for God knows how long. We are going to do that this year. And speaking of arguments, I did do retrospectives before on Binge, but the thing about Binge that was restricting was sometimes they would say, well, can you just do like two movies per show, or can you just do the entire series in one show? And people who know me know that, I mean, I can talk about movies for one movie forever. We can go on, and I like to do each individual movie as each individual show. And so, you know, as a result, you know, things like the Star Wars retrospective or, you know, even like Back to the Future or other retrospectives that I've done in the past will be reformatted. And the three of us will, for example, be doing Star Wars. That is definitely down the pipeline. And speaking of arguments, Matt did say he looked at my letterbox and said, yeah, we would fight about every single one of those movies. Guess what? That's going to happen soon. So that's coming down the pipeline. You know, as we record this, the brand new Batman movie has been out for a set of days, almost a week at this point. And Matt and Adam and myself have decided the very first retrospective of the year will be the entire Batman series, except the Nolan films, which if you go back to bingemedia.net, you go to Binge Movie Aftertaste, go to our Nolan retrospective. The three of us did cover, or me, Matt, and Jack Falvey from the Binge site, we did cover those movies, and we did them ad nauseum. those discussions were very long, and they were very detailed. And as Matt said, we thought that would be a little redundant if we did those again. But the third on this show, Adam Bunch, will be joining us for those shows, and he will also give us his opinion on those movies as we get into the Snyder years and what we had come out with Matt Reeves directing and Robert Pattinson starring. The Matrix is one that we've been talking about doing. We're definitely going to be doing that. I still have not seen the latest Matrix movie. I will be saving that for that show.
For somebody that wants to know just how old some of these relationships go, two of the people on this podcast saw the original Matrix in theaters.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Now, yeah, my six-year-old mind was
30 years later.
Blown up, sat there in that theater.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, Matt has said that, you know, we've been reinvigorated. As we've gone through this last month, we have recorded with our buddy, people love Mike Canary on our fucking podcast. And he has been so good. And we have started doing the Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio collaborations. That will be one of the first shows, first retrospectives we have come out after Batman. So that's down the pipeline, and we're also recording Dirty Harry this year. So what I love about what we're doing, guys, is that, as Matt said, this is our show. This is our site. We can do whatever the hell we want. I said on the final episode on Binge Media, I said that, look, there is no bitter feelings whatsoever leaving that site, being sent in different directions. However, towards the end there, it got to the point where I would just throw up my arms after I got off the phone with those guys and say, all right, that's it, guys. I don't know if I can continue this. Doing what we're doing and actually getting things going, I asked the two gentlemen on this podcast, like every single time I'd have a conversation with the people helping us design the site and the emblems and things, I would just be like, guys, I'm so excited. I want to get going now. I want to launch now. And that's why I kind of wanted to do this introductory podcast, is to kind of reintroduce people to us and show exactly what we're doing. Adam, besides Hellboy, is there anything else you have that you want to have come out that you want us to cover?
Yeah, and there's going to be some, you know, a good decent amount of things. I want to mention, you know, some of these, you know, relationship with Garrett and I, you know, a lot of people know or are going to learn. Matthew was one that I knew on page from his reviews before I ever got a chance to podcast with him. And that was kind of cool. I remember the first time I got a chance, I'm like, wait, Matthew, you drew up Matthew. Holy shit. I read his stuff on a site that he worked for. And that was pretty cool. And I enjoyed that, and including when Kevin Smith was busting their chops online for no fucking reason on Twitter. You know, but we've been through a couple different, you know, sites and iterations and stuff together. And as much as there's been, you know, no hard feelings, and I'm glad to be friends with a lot of people on a lot of different sites through a lot of different years, I didn't think I'd be sitting back down and doing some of this again, because I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I want the ups and downs, and, you know, I'm getting older. I got kids. I got a family. You know, we all do. But the chance to sit and do this with people that I just love talking movies with is really invigorating. Hellboy, I'm a comic guy, just through and through. As I sit here where I'm looking right now, I got 16 short boxes, a couple long boxes, shelves of statues, and that's, I just care about it. I'm a Hellboy. I got the entire library collection. Big fan of Mike Mignola's work across a lot of spectrum, all the way down to, you know, the amazing screw on head. So comics are big for me. On top of that, just some of the random horror shit, great stuff that I grew up watching, John Carpenter. If he's not only directing, but if he's done a score, I'm fucking in the bag for it. Just, you know, and then, I don't know, I've not always taken the most critical thought of certain movies. Sometimes I just want to be entertained, and I've had no, you know, qualms being that voice sometimes. You know, if I want a good movie and I want to sit and watch Armageddon, I am not going to apologize for having a good time with it. And, you know, I like being the one that's, you know, I'm not going to justify any fucking Transformers movies. Let me be straight. You know, but there's, sometimes I just want to sit and watch a good flick. Sometimes I want to sit and get really into the weeds and delve into cinematography and sound editing and all the shit that the Oscars isn't going to talk about this year. And, you know, I'm fucking just really excited to do this with some of you blokes. I really, really am.
And for those also who have followed us over from Binge, they know that we started last year. We started the, what I was seeing as the biggest retrospective ever, which was going to be the Stephen King retrospective. And, you know, when we did the first show, we recorded it months before we podcasted, before I posted it. And when I posted it, I got a message saying, wait a minute, you guys aren't doing all of them, are you? I was like, well, yeah. And that was another restriction that was put on us. We're like, no, we never agreed to that. So guess what? Since I have this form, since I have what I want at this point, which is my own site, guess what? We are going to do that retrospective, and we're going to continue that this year. However, before we even hit record on this thing, we had a kind of a mini meeting, 20-so-minute meeting, and I was told that the new Salem's Lot movie comes out in September, so that'll probably be when we pick that retrospective up. So for those asking me and Matt, and I know I've gotten a few messages asking, okay, are you going to pick Stephen King back up or not? The answer to that question is absolutely. We are going to continue Stephen King until these guys are probably dead from watching those movies, because we still have Night Shift to go through, boys, and that is 19 movies. So, but now I have the opportunity to do that. And for those who know me and Matt mentioned this on the last show last year, I like the buildup to things. I like the buildup to a new release. I like the buildup to an end. That's why the retrospective format was such a big deal to me, was because the buildup is, you know, from movie to movie, is everything to me. I enjoy going through these movies one by one, even if they're bad movies. I don't care. At least I'm talking to friends about them. And that's what I'm wanting this site to be. It's going to be friends talking about TV, friends talking about wrestling, friends talking about movies, friends talking about, hell, even music maybe. Who knows? Mm-hmm. And I want to keep that format going for the duration. And I see the timeline being, hell, whenever we finish Stephen King, which will be, by my count, probably about 2044 would be about the time I see us finishing that. But in all seriousness, I'm just very happy to continue this with you guys. Matt, anything to add?
2044, he's still going to be.
At that point, we're going to be on the Joe Hill, and we're just going to make it all into one big family. Our spawns will be taken over from us.
We're coming in, you know, guns a-blazing, but it's going to be a fun ride. And especially when we do the next Fast and Furious movie. That'll be a blast, because Garrett's just going to dick ass. That'll be the one thing you said no to.
Oh, no.
That's right.
There better not be another Fast and Furious movie.
What, two more to fashion off, right? Seatbelts.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. That was, you know what? In a year that was really tough for me last year as far as podcasting goes, as bad as I felt a lot of those movies were, I thought that was one of our best series, honestly, was the Fast and Furious movies, because those were those were fun to do. And that's why, you know, when I started this, I wanted to make sure that it was fun again, because the last thing you want, and I actually talked to Adam, I talked to Dave about this, believe it or not, or last week sometime we talked one night. We were both drunk and we were just like shooting the shit, you know, as we were watching movies one night. And we were talking on the, you know, Facebook Messenger, and Dave Main, a guy that me and Adam used to work for, actually, and Matt.
All three of us used to work for him.
Yeah. Dave was saying, you know, when it gets to the point where it feels like a job, that's when it's like over. You know, that's when you just can't do it anymore. And, you know, Dave said that, you know, he felt terrible about what he had to do when he reformatted his site and finally just crashed it. It finally just shut it down, even though he had a great following. And that's what I don't want to get to the point where it feels like a job. But you know what? When you run a site, it is kind of a job. You know, you're having to put money into it to keep it going. You're having to set recording dates. You're having to, you know, I'm going to be doing even more than just editing these shows, which takes enough time as it is. I might end up having to get, you know, outside help, or, you know, one of these gentlemen will probably have to help, even though they have kids of their own. I don't know. But what I do know is it feels fun again now, and I want to keep at it, and I don't see anything really stopping us.
I think that's a really important part. You know, at the time that we're recording this, we've spent the last, you know, 2 years in some really shitty times. I don't think anybody's had it easy. Some people have had it harder than others. Some people have had it drastically harder than others. And we've all had some really, really difficult times, just the three of us. But any time that we were able to come together and talk for a little bit about something, about movies, I think we all look forward to that so much. And it was such a relief just to be like, oh man, let's sit down and talk about some movies. And hopefully we're going to bring that to everybody else. You know, hopefully the world's going to get a little better and these are going to be enjoyable to listen to. But in those moments when it's not, to have these podcasts here, there, to have something there just to be like, you know what, let's make things a little bit better by talking about something we enjoy or something we didn't enjoy, but we like talking about. I think that's pretty fucking cool. I think each of us at some point said, thank God we're recording today because I needed this. And I think that's going to continue. Hopefully everybody that's listening to these, let us know, what do you want to listen to? You know, what are you hoping to hear? What are you hoping to see? Do you want some one-offs of certain things? Do you want some shows of topics that you hope we can do? You know, give us your ideas, you know, kind of build this. We want to be a format that we're bringing you what you want to enjoy. So let us know. And if we have a chance to do it, I think we'd all be fucking happy to. You know, we want to bring some joy out there to people. We want to bring some conversations, some fun arguments, no drama, but just, you know, some of that enjoyable time that you have when you're sitting around a couch, having a drink, watching a movie, watching a TV show, reading a book, and you're fucking chatting about it. I hope that's what we're going to bring out. I hope that's what people are going to want to hear. And I hope that's a relief for everybody at this time. I know it is for me. So that's, I fucking can't wait.
Before people do what Adam just said, let me encourage people to do one thing, which is go to bingemedia.net, hit the binge aftertaste bar on that site. Look at everything we've done over the years.
Yes.
Because we have done a lot of retrospectives. Matt, you have the exact count, I do believe.
Well, I have the exact count of the ones that you and I, because there was a, for those of you who don't know the history, the aftertaste was considerably tweaked as far as the formatting goes once I came aboard. Garrett kept it as a interview show when it first launched. And then once my first gig was doing one of those styles of shows, and then it evolved into doing a series, a new movie, and then we just kept it going, and it honestly never stopped. But we have done, we did over 200 movies. I don't know the exact count of the retrospectives at hand, but I can tell you 10% of that was James Bond, because that is still the record for the biggest show we've done. Obviously, Stephen King's going to leave James Bond buried in the desert once we're finally done with that. But we have done everything from Terminator to Nightmare to directors like Michael Mann, Chris Nolan, M. Night Shyamalan. So we've really done a wide assortment that, to be honest, those shows we're not really going to redo outside of either new entries, because a lot of these franchises will be continuing, or doing shows that I was not a part of. Star Wars comes to mind. That was one that Garrett did, building up to Force Awakens, to show you how long ago that was. We have three movies that he's never really discussed in the air, actually five if you count the spinoffs, Jesus Christ. But that's kind of our approach, is we're not really going to redo, like, Chris Nolan 2.0 or doing any shows that we've explored ad nauseum outside of new movies. So that when those opportunities present themselves, we'll look at, you know, hosting, co-hosting, because we do like continuity. And depending on circumstances, some will be the old team get back together. Some might be Adam or myself stepping in to make up for someone not being able to participate. But all in all, if you look at Binge, at our history, there's nothing there that hasn't been deleted. It's going to be there for pretty much forever. I kept a letterboxed as far as, you know, my own personal rankings of the movies we've covered. Please don't look at that until you've listened to the shows, because it does show my hand. But that'll give you an idea of just those two things will show just the sheer depth of things that we covered. And it couldn't be more varied when you look at the listing. Like, I remember there was three in a row. We went from, like, Michael Mann, which is, you know, that's quote-unquote high art. It's cinema, as Martin Scorsese would call it. And then we did, like, I don't know what we did after. I think we started Bond probably right after that or not.
I think we did Hunger Games after that, didn't we?
Yeah, because we did, like, Hunger Games, Michael Mann, and Mission Impossible. I think those are the three that we did in a grouping, so...
And whenever possible, as Matt said, we are going to ask our old friends to, you know, stop by and help out, you know, help the continuity. And I know for sure that, you know, they would be more than happy to, because, you know, in the end of the day, everybody has the same passion as us, which is watching movies and talking about them. And people who have covered series in the past, they will be coming back. I can guarantee that, because I am one who loves the continuity. I don't like changing it unless I absolutely positively have to. So that's also, that consistency is also going to be coming. But yeah, before you start asking, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? Can you do Bond? Guess what? We spent a long time doing Bond. A long time. We did a lot of podcasts on that series. I would recommend people also, I mean, we have a Fantastic Beasts movie coming out, which the three of us covered on Binge. And I think, Matt, I honestly think that our format really found its footing with that particular set of shows. So
that's
if anybody...
That's because I let it.
Yeah, because you let it, and also because... you know, we found something that you were passionate about, and I want to open the floor up to these guys. It's not just going to be my vision. It's going to be Matt's vision. It's going to be Adam's vision. You know, by the time we have recorded, this has been posted, you know, I would have had the Facebook page up, and I'm going to have them contribute to that as well. Like, this is going to be a three-person deal, and we are going to bring old friends. Like I said, Mike Gennari's coming back. Matt and I have already recorded the Texas Chainsaw Massacre show with Mick Duffy, which, my God, it is fucking phenomenal. It is so great. It was so great to record with that guy again. And, you know, before you say you didn't record the other ones, go back to Binge. That was the first retrospective me, Matt, and Mick recorded together.
And I want to – I'm going to step on you real quick here. And that,
go ahead.
And I want to make sure everybody, like, understands, you know, we're not doing this as a spite, and there's not anger to everybody else. Like, please go to bingemedia.net, check out our old shows, download them, enjoy, and leave, you know, leave some feedback and share those. They're there, the ones that I was on, ones that I wasn't there. An amazing series, years of discussion of film. Please go give those a check, because I think you'll really like them, and it'll give you a thought for how we do things individually as a team, and it'll give you some ideas of what's coming up and what's, you know, hopefully what we get to expand on in the future. But like I say, there's no animosity there, so please go to check those out, download them, and enjoy.
And I will say, for the record, there is one major property that we never did officially at Binge, and that's the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, and, yeah. Please get into this.
So the reason for that, everyone, is twofold. One, because Binge, we had so many shows, a lot of the movies were already discussed. And there was a Binge cast episode, because there's always the build-up to the next big Marvel movie. Usually it was the Avengers. And they would sort of do recap shows, and Garrett and I would talk about, well, fuck, if they're – how do we do it? Like, do we do the Iron Man retrospective? Do we do the Captain America retrospective? And eventually the series got so big to where we're like, there's no way we can do it. And do it in our way, but keep the integrity of the aftertaste. We would really have had to compromise. So once we get launched and once we sort of, you know, hit the ground running, that will definitely be something we start officially. But that is the one, it's the biggest franchise going now for over a decade, and we just couldn't find a way to start it. But make no mistake, the mouse will pay us to start doing it.
Yes. And we're not just doing Marvel proper. And the reason why I was turned down when I pitched that retrospective was because I didn't want to just do those movies. I wanted to do the Kick-Ass movies. I wanted to do the Incredible Hulk TV movies from way back when. And a spoiler alert for those who don't know, I also worked on a Marvel property, which we will get into when we do that set of shows. Mm-hmm. And I will have stories when we get to that particular property. There are shows coming up that will detail Marvel, not just from Robert Downey on, from the 70s on, because there are thoughts and, you know, we have to do them. We just have to. So in the build up to the Avengers and Black Widow and everything that's come out in the last few years, we will do Marvel proper, which is everything, because that's the way I am. We're going to be doing Batman this year. Guess what? Next year we'll be doing Superman. We'll be doing all the DC properties. Adam's been bugging me for years to do the fucking Watchmen. That will also be coming up. So there's so many visions that we have that we just thought there's no way we can do them. And now that we have our own forum, we can do them. And you know, and a big reason why I know that we can do them was because it started with Harry Potter. When we did that a few years ago, it's like, man, that's a lot of movies. Can we actually do this? And that was what, like 9 movies, 10 movies, something like that?
10
movies. And then after that was over, we were like, fuck, let's start Bond. I had to pitch that and I had to beg for it. Once we got the go-ahead, we did Bond. That was 26, 27 movies. And eventually we finished it, but it took a long fucking time to finish it for that movie to come out. But we did. Now I know we can do it. And, you know, Stephen King is going to be probably 100 movies when it's all said and done. But I'm still going to do them. The Shining, which brings me to this particular topic. I never did finish that Shining retrospective. I wasn't able to post that movie, the Dr. Sleep podcast. Guess what? Within the first few weeks of this particular show, that will be posted. We also did a Patreon show with Mick Duffy for They Live. Guess what? That's going to get posted as well, because it would be a fucking shame if that fucking show did not see the light of day. So that will also be posted. So it's going to take a bit to get in the flow. The way I have it set is I want to get those shows out, and then I also want to do Batman, and I want to do Texas Chainsaw, which we recorded, and then, you know, Scorsese and DiCaprio, and I'm not going to give the full schedule, but that's basically what we have in mind. And as movies come out that we have done in the past, you know, that continued series that we've done in the past, guess what? We're going to be covering those as well. And whenever possible, we will bring those gentlemen back to do it. And, you know, I wanted to mention one more thing, boys, before we get going on this. I'm not going to give details, but for anyone who's actually wondered, what is it like to live with and love a podcaster? Guess what? People who have wondered that will probably find out, because that's an idea that we've had been toying around as well without giving up too much detail. Because I think, and I think Adam would agree with this because he knows her as well, I think to not get my girlfriend on the air would be a crying shame.
right.
She, I think people would probably fall in love with her if I put her on the air, and I think it'd be a shame if she wasn't on the air. So we'll find ways to get them on as well. That's all I have, boys. Anything else you want to add?
I'm good. I'm excited. I'm looking forward. I'm, ready to get whatever year we're in now, finally going. You know, it's a fiscal year. We're doing a fiscal calendar, so we're okay. But, you know, as the world's emerging again, even though there's obviously current, you know, always some level of shit, hopefully we can cover some of that shit with some positivity. And I'm ready to get that going, not only for myself, for my brothers here on the site, their families, and for all of you. So I'm excited. I'm ready. And I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I don't think I have too much more to add. Just I could be more excited. You know, we got a whole new platform. We got whole new topics that we never talked about. Lord knows I'm going to find a way to get Star Trek on this channel.
Yeah.
That'll definitely be something that's in the pipeline. I mean, if my son's named after a character, it very well should be.
them, right?
But yeah, there's definitely, you know, comic books will definitely have arguments about extending past the movies that are adaptations. We'll probably talk about some more centralized topics, but we also want to make this, you know, what do people listening want to hear us talk about that we haven't done before? So I'm excited to have a more streamlined form of communication with the listeners, especially with the Facebook page and some of the other things we have coming up.
And speaking of which, we better get off this, because guess what? We have a recording that we're going to have to do about an hour from the time we hit stop on this. But I wanted to thank my cohorts for coming on. We wanted to give an introduction as to what we have planned, what we're going to be doing, and what our shows are going to consist of. You know, if people are going to listen to my past shows, they know that I love, quote unquote, hate editing and talking about editing these shows. This has been the least edited show that you're going to hear, because I do edit these shows. I do put them together. And, you know, there's always things going on in there that, you know, if you listen to the end, you'll hear bloopers and such, because, you know, I like to stay on topic. And sometimes these guys just, they love to not stay on topic. So be sure to listen to everything all the way through, because you never know what Easter eggs you'll have coming up. All right, boys, Matt, let's get off so we can get recording. But until the three of us reconvene for Batman or who knows what the hell else down the pipeline. Thank you, everyone, for starting this journey with us, and we'll see you soon. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.